Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late. Now everybody. Wake up late. Everybody. Wake up late. Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody. I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined today with my Monday co-host, Ciro Dobrik.
Hey!
And a special guest in the studio, one of the wise guys of comedy, host of Nighttime Miami, and all-around incredible drinker and woman banger, Perry Sack.
I hope my girlfriend's not listening to this. Yeah, how
sure
you doing out
is.
There, people?
She's going to go back to you and say, Patty, what is this with you women banging?
She always wants to know why she can't watch me do it.
I always said this, you know, my wife never worried when I went on tour with Perry Sack because there was no chance in hell in any sort of fashion where I could ever meet another woman or will ever had sex with any other woman because even if a chick was into me, like, oh, I like the chubby ones, you know, somehow Perry would end up, you know.
He would fake a gut and be like, God, yeah. I look chubby too.
Yeah, just weasel my way in somehow.
Son of a bitch.
Exactly. That was the old me. This is the new me.
Yeah, you're a good guy now?
I'm just getting old.
Yeah, that's funny. Anyway, welcome to the show. I'm just back from Myrtle Beach. Had a great time over at the Comedy Cabana. And you guys saw a little clip.
Yeah, sound like you were out there killing it, brother.
It was a good time. And, you know, the nice thing was the guy, this guy Scott, was there, and he filmed everything.
Great
nice
sound.
Camera. And they hear the sound. They've had some mics all over the place set up for the crowd. And we're going to possibly look at negotiation. I'm going to read Trump's book on the art of the deal. I've read it once or twice before. And, you know, because, you know, the guy wants to do, like, charge me, like, $6 to package and produce the CD so I can sell them.
You got to price that out.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah, I mean,
see what Amazon would do it for.
Like, and they'll like you send them whatever it is, and they'll Amazon. You got to call Amazon's comedy section. By the way,
see if you can get a drone deal and see if it's better than $6.
I'm gonna get a big old drone flying my CDs to me every. But you know, as a comic, you know, I sell my T-shirts, and this week wasn't. I sold like eight T-shirts from Wednesday to Saturday, which is not very good. But, you know, eight times $20, you know.
It helps.
That's your gas money.
Sure.
Right? That's your some of your like groceries.
What's the most you've ever sold in a night, do you know?
Oh, I sold 10 T-shirts one night at least.
That's beautiful, huh?
I did good last time at Off the Hook when I was there with Rich Voss.
Yeah.
I think I sold like 20 T-shirts but I was there a Tuesday night on Valentine's Day. Then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So,
Still, that's nice, man.
That's really
extra neat. Income.
That's right. But you know, the nice thing about CDs, you know, you could bring hundreds of them in a little. Put them in your. You don't have to take a whole box.
Exactly.
Of fucking T-shirts of every size. I had somebody come. Some lady comes.
It's
up
nice
and goes,
to have them packaged too already.
Yeah, already set. And I'm going to sit there and slip them in and put a picture in there. A lady comes up one of the shows. She's definitely a pill popper. You know, one of those people that you could tell are abusing the oxycodones, you know what I mean? Like, I thought you were amazing, and I really want a T-shirt. Do you have a small? I really don't carry smalls. You know, I carry medium, large, the XXX. Because yeah, nobody gets smalls.
Right.
You know what I mean? Nobody has. Who the fuck? We're buying it for a kid?
No, for your
left, I mean?
For your left leg.
Yeah. You know, what do you need, a mitten? You know? We need some leg warmers.
Do you still have many different shirts, or did you like stick with a certain one that outsells the others?
You know, I got the two shirts that
you
kind
got
of
interest in Ancestry.
Ancestry.com. Ancestry. And
all Richards are dicks.
And all Richards are dicks.
That's a killer. Oh. That sells the most, right?
And it's
pretty close.
Usually more.
Yeah.
I'm usually getting, but the Ancestry, now that I talk about it a bit on stage more.
Yeah.
It's, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's funny because I'll tell people, like, I know I look at a real conservative couple in the crowd, and I'll be like, I know you guys wouldn't buy this shirt for any other reason, right? Yeah, it's funny, you're laughing, but you would never wear it or buy it. But let me introduce you to an idea. Like, let's say you guys go on a cruise, right? And you really just want to have your own romantic cruise. You don't want to be bugged at people coming up. Where you from? You know, just when you go on the cruise, wear that T-shirt.
Everyone will leave you alone.
Everybody will leave you the fuck alone. No one's going to come up to you instead of asking questions.
Every room you'll have to yourself. The buffet clears out.
Exactly. That's true.
You want your own casino? Here you go.
And it might be weird, too, because maybe after you get food from somewhere, no one's going to, I think I'll wait till another fresh batch comes out. So yeah, it was cool, man. It was good. And then, you know, the long drive. Now, I announced on Facebook, like, you guys know I had a kidney stone.
Oh, yeah.
And, everybody, you know, my Facebook friends know I had a kidney stone, and I experienced...
Everybody knew you had a kidney
stone. Dude, I experienced the pain on two different occasions. Have you ever had a kidney stone?
Never had one.
Never had, no. And I experienced the pain one night, like 2 a.m, got up out of bed. The wife was... We were about to go to the hospital. It subsided after 20 minutes. You know, I've been... You know, I'm a tough guy. I can deal with pain. You know what I mean? And I was okay, no problem. Who knows? I thought my appendix ruptured or something. I didn't know what the hell it felt like, but it felt like it was exploding from within. No big deal. I'll go to bed. Must have been something. Who knows? No big deal. Saturday, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going into labor. You know, I'm groaning, and I'm walking around the house in extreme pain. I drive myself to the ER. Long story short,
you called me that day.
Yeah, that's the day I had to call you.
Right, to go feature because you thought you were going to the hospital.
That's right. You know, I told people, we're talking about commitment. Remember we were talking about commitment of this industry, being a comic and everything?
Absolutely.
People canceling shows. I had somebody recently cancel on me the day of the show. The night before. And now here I am, right? I'm driving, sweating balls like a cold sweat on my way to the emergency room. And I call Perry, like, Perry, are you free tonight?
Didn't sound good.
No,
dude.
I didn't, right?
Yeah.
Did you think I was like fucked up or something?
No, I was in Lowe's, and when you called, I heard it. I heard you first. I just started joking with you, and then I heard the way you were speaking, and I was like, "Something's fucking wrong with Dougie."
Man,
and I went outside, and you told me what was up, and I said, "You know, I had kind of plans, but I said I could break them. Plus, I would have been nice to open for Mike
Vecchione.
Vecchione, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, and I wanted to make sure I covered the show. I don't care. It's not an excuse. I could have just said, "Hey, I went to the hospital. I didn't know what the fuck was going on." Meanwhile, people I know are all screwed and sitting there dealing with something that I would never want to deal with.
Right.
So, of course, you know, man up and do the right thing. So I got my backup ready. I even called Casey. I go, hey, you know, we're good to go. But then, of course, I get in there and they give me the heroin or the morphine, whatever they gave me on the drip.
Drip.
And the pain, yo, how's your pain feel? 11, 11. How's your pain? 1 to 10, 7. Yeah, about a 7. How's your pain? About a 2. What pain? You know what I mean? Felt like, wow.
Jeez, I never had morphine.
Really? You only get one cycle? Because I'm like, when I go 7, they're like, next time, I'm like, 9, 9, 9.
Wait a minute. Yeah, 8, and 15,
then
15.
Then I'm like, all right, I think I got enough.
So, you know, they do the scans. You know, the nice thing about that, by the way, I just got the bill, you know, from my emergency room visit, which is $2,400. Yeah. I love. This is my moment to let's put a
beautiful
big thumbs up on the Obama Health Affordable Health Care Act, where not only do I pay $1,000 a month anyway for my wife and I's premium, but now that I went to the emergency needing health care, I got it. I got the morphine.
You got exactly.
I got some
what
Percocets. I haven't taken any yet. Everybody keeps asking me for my Percocets.
What's the markup street value of the morphine they gave you?
I don't know, but you know what, dude? You know what? But to pay for my. You know, to pay for my emergency bill, I think I'm going to sell those Percocets.
Exactly.
How much can I get a piece? Like
$20?
So
$2,400, even though you have insurance?
Yeah. Well, they're not, you know, what does that care? The shit insurance I got to get through Obamacare, this health care, it doesn't cover anything. I got a $7,000 deductible.
Oh, God.
So now what I have to hope for is at least 3 more emergency visits.
Oh, yeah, that's what you hope for.
I'm hoping.
Hopefully I'll get really sick 3 more times.
I'm really hoping. You know what I mean? I'm really hoping that I have... I get three more major events.
Afford this affordable health care.
So that if I just so happened to stub my fucking toe, right, and now I need to get stitches, oh, at least I don't have to pay for the $400 in stitches now that I covered $7,000 in deductibles.
Well, if you knew it was $7,000 to begin with, I would have heard some more shit along the way. You know what I mean? Like,
so,
Fight Club yourself or something.
So, listen, that's my bill now, and I'm gonna pay it. I'm gonna send it in like increments of 50 cents a day. I'm gonna act like I'm feeding somebody in Africa.
Jeez.
That's what I'm gonna tell the hospital. Hey, thanks for saving my life. Or really just helped me through the pain. But all I can afford to send you is about 50 cents a day. So now that was it. As of that day, I feel good. I walk out of the hospital. They didn't want me to walk out. They're like, is somebody picking you up? I'm like, yeah, I'm getting an Uber. And I walked out. I made it home. And, of course, I called you right away. I said, dude, I'm fucking doing the show. I didn't want to miss the show. You know, I wasn't thinking. I didn't know that I could probably go into that pain again.
Right.
In the middle of a...
you know.
On stage.
What was I thinking?
In the middle of a dick joke.
What's up? By the way, Bill Schroeder says, Obama sucks. And my cousin Jackie from Gibraltar is watching. Hey, Jackie, on Facebook. Anyway, so hey. now, Jackie, turn it off. You can't be here for the rest of this conversation. So now I don't have any pain. People are like, hey, how you feel? I'm like, I feel great. Like nothing's wrong. You know what I mean? Like I feel fine. I haven't had any other pain, and I'm waiting to pass this thing. Which the doctor had said it's about the size of a piece of rice. So it's not like I've seen people showing on my post on Facebook, people showing like gumball sized things. And
right.
Like, how do you piss that out?
Yeah.
You know, how are you going to, I mean, that, you know, it looks like a piece of like, it looks like a piece of like red mulch. Like, you know what I mean? It's rigid. It's not like a ball that just pops out like a fucking ping pong ball out of a feature stripper's, coochie. Yeah, we're talking about, this is like a rigid looking thing, you know.
It's not that sexy, like if a girl's going down and you say, there's going to be a piece of red mulch coming out any
watch
second.
Out.
Just this, watch out for the red mulch.
This guy really did eat paint chips as a kid. What the?
Sorry. Don't worry about knocking shit over. Yeah. All right, so I didn't know. I figured maybe I had passed it already, and then the other day I felt like a little weird feeling down there. I'm like, that's got to be it. It's still in there, and I'm not thinking much. Every time I pee, I'm looking to see this little pellet come running out. So no big deal. Now I passed it on Saturday, so everybody's asking me, how did it feel coming out? And I'm like, I didn't feel it at all. And I'm going to be honest.
That's awesome because I heard it's really painful.
It should be really painful.
Yeah, you would think.
Now, here's the thing. I'm thinking I'm one of the...
Red mulch?
Could you imagine passing like red mulch? I think that... I'm going to share this with you guys on the radio show. I told my wife that I passed the stone, but I didn't tell her in what manner.
How exactly?
I didn't tell her how it passed because did it hurt? But, I'm like, And I feel bad because I don't like to lie. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? But it was kind of embarrassing.
Well, I was kind of thinking of you when it happened, honey.
Yeah, honey. Actually, I was thinking about you and two other girls, actually. At the time. That's what I do now as a married guy. When I think about, when I visualize stuff I guys guess could figure out what happened. When I passed my stone, I didn't do it peeing. I didn't do it peeing. It was Saturday. It was Saturday morning. I was woke up, a little just woke up. I'm in a comedy condo. I'm sitting there. What am I going to do? I got the whole day to myself.
There's not much else to do.
Yeah. My iPad's right there. You know what I mean?
Penciled in an appointment for myself.
That's right. Red Tube's on the favorites. I said, you know what? Why not? I prepare things. I don't know if you guys prepare things when you do this. You said you just go crazy and just not get it open.
Yeah, I just worry about cleaning up later.
Yeah? You just go
at
it. In a
hotel room, you don't even worry.
Well, it's a comedy condo. I'm trying to be respectful. I'm not going to I'm not going to pleasure myself on the sheets.
That's
or on the windows, on the windshades. So, what's up, Tyrone Davis? I do my thing and everything's great, I don't remember what I was watching, but I know it was good. I think it was Lesbians. Yeah, I think it was strap-ons. I think that's what it was. And everything's great. And now I look down at the little hand towel where my guys are at.
Red mulch!
There was red mulch in my hand towel.
Oh, shit.
Where the hell? And now I'm thinking, oh, my God, was that on the hand towel before?
No, it wasn't.
Wait a minute. Is that my kidney stone? Jeez. Am I the luckiest man alive where I pass a kidney stone at the most lubricant moment that coming out of my penis with the biggest massive... know what I mean? If it's pee, it's like, ah, it's dribbling out, like coming out of a gutter. You know, like when it rains.
There's no pleasure when you're peeing, really. I mean.
No. I don't think you could say the pleasure, unless you've been holding it a long time. Right? And then you go to pee, you feel good.
I know when, if you masturbate and you have, like, your knee hurts from, like, water, you know what I mean? You could, like, crack it without feeling the pain.
Yeah. But you got, am I lucky? Like, I mean, again, it wasn't that big, but I think I could based on, you know, the load I shot. I think I could have probably passed a ping pong ball size one at that point.
Well, that is definitely the luckiest right? passing of a stone I ever heard of in my life. So did it hurt?
It didn't hurt. It
not
felt
at
great.
All. So you were trying to pass another one. You're like, hey, maybe I got a few more in there.
I went back and won another MRI. Do I have any more stones?
Oh, that's, yeah. That's phenomenal, to
There's
be honest.
There's a new addendum to the medical journal. They're like, also, you can get rid of stones by
By the way, if you get tired of trying to piss it out. Yeah. Get some dirty magazines.
Well, I have a great idea now. Like, if I get caught rubbing one out by, like, maybe my neighbor or something, I'm like, no, I'm actually just trying to pass a kidney stone. It feels much better this way. Yeah. Come watch.
This is.
Come watch.
What's what do they call that when you go to, like, when it's not typical medicine, but it's more of a
holistic.
Yeah, it's a holistic medical approach of getting rid of a kidney stone. I'm gonna spank the one-eyed monster.
That's some pretty damn good luck you had there. You know, because I've heard people say passing a stone, it's horrible.
Listen, I think I should call the Guinness Book of World Records because I may have had the most pleasurable
kidney stone.
I think I figured it out. Yeah. You do know that when he masturbates, he uses Sensodyne toothpaste, right?
Oh, yeah.
That could have been part of it.
Yeah. It helped out. My wife's breath.
You still
amazing.
Do that bit, right? The
it's my closing.
That,
yeah.
Is it your closer?
Yeah.
That's a great.
Thank
bit.
God you don't use that penis enlarging cream, because imagine an enlarging of the kidney stone.
Yeah, that thing would have got big. Next thing you know, it would have shot the ceiling fan down. It would have fell on me and killed me.
No problem. You ever hear Robert Schimmel's little take on the penis that's, enlarging that's cream? Right. He goes, rub this on your dick, and your dick gets bigger. He goes, yeah, wouldn't your hand get bigger?
yeah, it would be funny. So, yeah, dude, I mean, I think that's, I was pretty happy with that. And now I got to save it, and I got to bring it to my...
Oh, you really do?
You got to, like, you give it to your urologist. You know, I'm thinking, my wife was like, what do you think it is, or, you know...
I would give it to my landscaper. I noticed we're short on mulch in front of the house.
Match this color.
Match this color. I would give it to my landscaper.
Hey, you guys can see us or what? Are we still on?
Dougie's neighbor knocks in the door, hot neighbor next door. Dougie, I'm doing a little landscaping up front. I'm a little short of red mulch. You happen to have any at the house? Sure I do. Come on in my bedroom.
You have no idea.
There you go. You have no idea. That's good. Oh, God.
That's funny.
We went 8-4 real quick. Now we're at.
Is it showing, though? Can you see us right now?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. We're live on Facebook as well at DougieAlmeida.com or Dougie Almeida on Facebook. If you guys are still there, punch something or say something hello because, yeah.
I got to go on to your page because I can't just see it there.
Yeah, it does match it. It does match somewhat. Although, you know, we went with the black mulch. You know, we went with the black mulch. I'm thinking that because I'm trying to think what it is. I'm going to make a guess. You don't know if you got because you got to take it to the urologist, so the urologist can tell you and dissect it, so they can tell you what in your diet because you don't want this to happen again.
Oh, so they examine it and figure out what it consists of.
Right,
you're eating too much of this or that.
Exactly. So yeah, it was very red, this thing, and I thought I wonder if it's from red wine. Because I've been drinking a shitload of red wine.
I drink a lot of red.
Because I don't drink alcohol as much anymore, if any, at all. And instead of that, and I don't want to drink beer, so I was drinking wine, red wine. Like, I mean, I was literally drinking 3 or 4 bottles a week.
Well, they changed the verdict on red wine every week anyway, so.
Yeah, it's good for you, bad for you. Yeah.
Next Maybe week, it was actually it a raisin. Bacon, it wasn't even mulch. Just a raisin from the red wine. You still have the stone in there. It's going to come out when you piss at the break.
You know, I really want to go on WebMD and find out if you can lose a kidney stone from jerking off.
Well, you did, right?
I want to be. Am I the first?
Maybe you're the only guy in the history of the world.
Wouldn't it be funny if they like named something after me?
Like you know, we would have heard it if someone did.
I've never heard. You know what I'm saying?
I've never heard of anyone.
Wow!
Doing
you didn't see a doctor diagnosing a guy with kidney stones, and he's like, "I want to let you know that when you take when you urinate, it's going to come out, and it's going to be the most painful thing in the world, unless you Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, unless you're a horny bastard and you miss your wife. Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, I mean, like I said, it should have been the worst experience or the most unpleasant experience a guy goes through, but for me, it was one hell of a it was actually pretty enjoyable.
And now you have another 4-minute bit.
you can definitely see the commercials for it already.
Right?
Have you ever had that uncomfortable feeling where everything hurts except when you do this?
Yeah. Let's face it. That's the only time we're at peace. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Ciro Dobrik.
Hey, this is everybody getting wild with a dangerous Dougie.
That's right. And our special guest in the studio, Mr. Perry Sack.
Awesome being here with you two gentlemen.
Yeah, we tried to have his brother Harry, but...
Harry Ball.
He was a little busy. We'll be back with segment two right after this.
Hey, this is Lenny Travis from the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Listen every morning or Donald Trump will deport you. You homo.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, joined with my co-host today on Monday, Ciro Dobrik.
Soul Asylum fan right here.
I love Soul Asylum.
Jeez.
Right?
They had so much potential. What happened?
Yeah, they had that, was it one album?
Yep. Well, one and a half.
One and a half albums?
Yeah.
Was that them right there?
Yeah.
I thought that was Tom Petty. Oh, yeah. I did. I thought it was Tom Petty.
Got a ticket for a runaway train. It's one of my karaoke tunes.
Yeah, cool.
That's a good one.
Dougie can sing.
Yeah, man.
You got a good voice.
Somebody to Shove is a good...
Yeah, and one of my favorite, though, is Let's Make Misery.
Yeah.
It's a great song about a factory that makes misery, because everybody loves misery. Right? Misery loves company. Isn't that the saying?
That was the Rosington Collins song
years
ago. I
said that. So much potential.
Rosington Collins, Misery Loves Company. That was a great tune.
Isn't that like a Southern rock band?
Yeah, there was a Southern rock band, female lead singer.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They were good.
What other, was there any other good band? Evanescence, right? That
Effervescence, yeah.
Evanescence?
Well, there was Effervescence.
Effervescence?
That was Wake Me Up. That was Effervescence.
Wake
right?
Me Up Before You Go Go? That was
No,
Wham.
No, that was Wake Me Up. You know the song, I mean.
I thought it was Evanescence. What's the band? Everessence?
There was a band called Effervescence.
Effervescence? No, I think it's Evanescence.
No, you're totally wrong. are you fucking with me? Or are you serious?
I think there's two different things you're talking about, but Evanescence, I don't know.
Is there a band, Evanescence?
Yeah, there is, but Concrete Blonde was a good female lead singer band.
What was that?
Band, Effervescence.
Google.
What do we do without it? By the way, welcome to segment two. This is where we talk about some things from around the world. Interesting news, and we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that North Korea fired 4 ballistic missiles that just landed off the ocean in Japan.
Was this today?
It was sometime this weekend, probably yesterday, right? A lot of stuff, like we had the killing of the brother, the half-brother, you know, he was assassinated. 2 Asian chicks walk up to him and wipe shit all over his face, poison. Wow. And he died from it on the way to the hospital. And they were shown, they started washing their hands real quick because it goes through the skin.
That's Kim Jong-un, right?
Yeah. But
he's the same clown who had said he was going to shoot missiles at the United States a couple years back.
Yeah, he's promising us. Meanwhile, they're landing off the coast of Japan.
Well, do you remember what he said, though? He said, South Florida, don't worry, you're totally safe. He said, I would never jeopardize the life of 40 million Asian massage therapists.
I know, so. Thank you. I could really screw up my
I'm
Sunday.
Doing an old bit I wrote from Nighttime Miami.
Thank God it's going to be a happy ending.
Yeah, at least. North Korea fires missiles. 3 reach waters off Japan. It's not like, yeah, can you imagine if these dopey bastards set off a fucking earthquake, a tidal wave, Fukushima, again. Oof. You know, we have all this, you know, we have the, yeah, I was wanting to talk about old jokes. After the new, after the holy Fukushima, we just got fish in from the Japanese Sea. We got a new sushi glow roll. Yeah, it says here that nuclear-armed North Korea launched four ballistic missiles on Monday in another challenge to President Donald Trump, who said, I don't give a fuck. They're a bunch of pussies.
Monday's today.
That's today.
Happened, yeah.
With three landing provocatively close to America's ally, Japan.
Provocatively,
why,
huh?
Yeah.
All right. If he is crazy, why provoke him?
The missiles landed provocatively. Before they landed, they shot a bunch of goo out of the top.
They were shaking that ass.
They said fragile on the sign.
Me so honey.
I mean, really. Seoul and Washington began annual joint military exercises last week. I think that means sit-ups and push-ups. Last week, the always infuriating.
Joint military?
Yeah, exactly. Before we do our duties, guys, everybody take a hit. It says here, Seoul said four missiles were fired from Tongchang County in North Pyongyang province in the East Sea. It's the name for the Sea of Japan. The missiles traveled about 1,000 kilometers, much like my kidney stone. After I shot it out.
Landed just off the coast of your belly button.
You know, I was thinking too, man. Imagine, you know, making love. You know, my wife, I told her, I said, yeah, honey, I could have fucking sent this red, this red mulch could have went in you.
Jeez.
And you can imagine? And you would have had a kidney. It would have been terrible.
So did the doctors call it red mulch, or you come up with that name?
I came up with that. Do you think the doctor's going to come up with that type of
non-clinical? I thought maybe he said it's going to look a little bit like a piece of red mulch.
It's weird how the color. I've seen colors where it's beige. And
it could be kimchi bark. You don't know.
Yeah, it could have been some kimchi, some spicy shit.
Just be glad it was pine bark mulch instead of pine bark nuggets.
So yeah. You're saying... I don't even want to ask this question.
What?
Was it in your little tissue... Bad. Was it red? It was red.
Yeah, it looked like a piece of crypt, like a red, like foreign, like a. Crystallized.
Even if I knew that's what I just did, I'd still be freaking out. I just.
How did it taste?
I just came out.
I'm like, hold on.
Gee, you thought it looked bad. You should have tasted it.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Who else is going to clean up all that mess? Yeah. Well, I guess we're done with the Korean story.
Just be happy you weren't having a happy ending in a massage parlor.
I know. Could you imagine?
Oh God!
What are you? A fuck! You're that guy on the Fantastic Four.
This is red mulch.
You the thing. You got rock coming out of your cock.
You know, I think the North Korea guy's gonna light off some missiles.
Yeah.
And they're gonna have the wrong trajectory.
Right.
And it's gonna come right back to him.
Well, that'd be fantastic.
And the end of North Korea with their.
I get a little suspicious of my military leader. He say he make a boomerang missile. Yeah.
We now have Australian technology.
That's right. Exactly. But it says here Monday's launch came ahead of a trip to Japan, China, and South Korea. By new U.S. Secretary State Rex Tillerson, who I love that guy, by the way. A lot of people don't, but I love that guy.
You should send him flowers, at least.
Yeah. He pointed on Dongguk University, Professor Kim Young-hyun. Pyongyang was trying to send a message early in on Trump's term that North Korea will not be dragged around by his administration. Yeah, I don't think you have a choice. Listen... I wish China would just lay down the law with those motherfuckers. China announced that they weren't going to buy coal from them for like 90 days, right? And that was one of the ways they get through their sanctions, because that's all they really have is coal. So,
but it's not clean coal.
No, it's not clean coal. By the way, in China, too, by the way, one of the new ministers of China said they're promising blue skies again. Because if you ever go to China, everything is smoggy and horrible. It's the air quality is really bad. Oh, you talk about new jokes? Like my wife was telling me a story, like when they were in Asia... Like there was like Chinese tourists, you know, and they're rude. Chinese are very rude people when it comes when you're in Asia, because there's so many fucking people in China.
They're rude as hell when you go to their restaurant to buy food from them. What do you want? Oh, God, exactly. You try to take out over the phone, they scream at you.
Exactly. So like here the joke was, I spent some time in China and I learned some language. Like, here's how you say, excuse me. Get the fuck out of the way. And then if you actually bump into somebody, you want to say, oh, I'm sorry, you know, apologize them. You know, I'm sorry. You're like, you fucking asshole.
Cool mate.
Hey, well, here's some good ways to calm down. Israel gives green light to decriminalizing marijuana use. I think that's good. Let people in Israel should be able to smoke weed with all those fucking missiles and shit coming over. You know, the little Hamas rockets. You know what I mean?
It would definitely kill the vibe.
Now, you know, you partake. I partake. You don't really. You don't smoke.
No, not really. I used to.
Yeah.
I drink, though.
Yeah, that's obvious. I was telling, I remember the time we were at Mickey Finn's.
What was the?
And the wise guys were at Mickey Finn's.
Yeah.
And Casey Pruski, who runs the room, he's like, hey, your bar tab that night. Do you remember what it was?
No, how much?
You don't remember?
No.
Like 85 bucks, 90 bucks.
Was it really?
And that would
have been what was my pay, 35? I don't even remember.
I can't be a professional comic. Why, you're not funny? No, I'm funny enough.
Oh,
that's
Mickey Finn's,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, remember.
Wow, that's years ago. That was when I first started. I was thinking of the one. What was the one we did? I'd never been back. Winner's Circle.
Right.
Have you ever go there anymore?
Yeah, I headlined it in November. I think.
Hey, if you ever need a feature.
Yeah, you come down next time.
I'd love to go up there.
Well, last time we're there, I've told this story before on the radio. Last time we're there, we got this. It was me. It was the wise guy. Not last time. We were all there. Me, Perry, and Lenny. We got this like big hotel, which had a big bed and a couch and shit, like a suite. And after the show. Like the owner's son and his girl now married and a few people that work there.
One of the waitresses that work there.
A couple of waitresses. You know, they all come out, hang out, we're partying in the room and everything. And he goes out and has a smoke with this pretty hot waitress.
She was good looking.
Yeah, she was like a little, you know, big ass a little bit, but like reddish.
She had red hair.
Red hair,
she's
short.
She's young and pretty,
nice
in her 20s.
Yeah, you know, good looking girl. All of a sudden they go out for a smoke and we're all hanging out. And all of a sudden they come walking in. And I know when somebody has had sex. I mean, you know, you could tell when somebody just had sex because they walked in the door and I'm like, I'm sitting there like, you know, he cut his hair, is like fucking, you know, he's, if you can picture Perry relaxed, you know what I mean? I mean, you never see this fucking guy relax. He comes in, what's going on? You know, and the girl just was like, you know, like.
Dougie looks right at us and goes, you guys just had sex. And I'm like, what the fuck does he know?
And why don't you tell him where you had sex?
Oh,
they didn't have sex in another room. Because that's the only room we had.
We had sex in this hallway that leads to everyone's room, where actually if anyone opened their hotel room door to come out, then we were just standing there.
The only thing
having
that,
sex,
the
standing only, up. She was bent over, and I was standing behind her.
We were right there filming The Shining.
Oh, God. It was looked like a hall in The Shining. It looked like. Even had that kind of floral carpet.
The only thing that was inconspicuous about it was it just wasn't a hallway leading to the elevator, another hallway. There was a door.
Yeah, like there was a door, that,
a door,
right?
And then you would walk, and then you continue going,
and
down
then
the
hall would continue. It's kind of weird that it had a door in the middle of the hallway.
So you know, they just stopped in the middle of the hallway, got her up against the wall like he's playing, you know, Policeman Bill, you know, get up against the wall, I got to frisk you, and they, you know, he has sex. How funny would it have been if some family just comes walking? Oh, I can't wait to go to Disney World tomorrow,
God.
Daddy. And it sees Perry Sack over there banging this poor girl.
Sarah, like we were
winter
singing.
Winter Circle, Winter Circle.
Like
winter
we were
circle.
Singing before the show. Those were the days. That's when I was alive. That was probably about maybe 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Yeah, you
when
think about
Perry
it.
Perry Sack banged girls in weird hallways.
Now, isn't that weird? Like, you think about it. The older we get, like, the longer. Like, we were just thinking about it. Like, I saw somebody at the gym this morning, and he's like a fireman, but I've known him for years. This guy was even a stripper at the old one when there was a guy strip club where on Oakland Park Boulevard.
Rosebuds?
Yeah, no, wasn't there a male strip club whatever. There was a male. There was like a male and a female strip club right next to each other. And this guy, I knew him from the gym, and then he became a fireman. Matter of fact, the last time I had seen him was when my father had passed away, and I came to the house, and my dad was at the house in Coconut Creek because him and another guy I went to high school with were firemen in Coconut Creek. That was the last time I saw this guy. But, you know, you think about it, that was in 03.
Wow.
That was, you know, 13, 14 years ago. And I'm like, holy shit. That's how you know you're getting old, man. When you look back, oh, last time that happened was 20 years ago. Fuck.
Yeah? Did I tell you what happened to me? You know, I have a regular business here. I went to see, you know, I'm always pranking people and messing around. So I pulled up to the guard gate to see this lady, Mrs. Miller, and the girl, 20 years old. She's checking me in, and she says, you know, gets my ID. She says, what's the purpose of your visit? I said, I'm the male stripper that Mrs. Miller ordered. And she goes, she ordered you? I'm assuming you're a bit late. When did she order you? 1979?
Did you really?
And she walked away. No, I wrote that bit. I knew what I've been trying. No, no, let me just say, I really said that to a girl, a young girl, and she kind of looked at me funny, and then I came up with that ending. But I did say that to the girl at the guard gate.
That's
in
right.
All, in all places, it was Century Village Boca. I go, no, I'm the male stripper she ordered, and the girl just laughed, and then I thought of the ending on my own.
Like Lenny's joke. At Century Village, what century were they talking about?
There's a lady at the pool bragging that she blew Magellan. One of the best lines I ever heard.
Yeah.
Did you hear Lenny's new line?
The security guard's wearing a knight's cap.
He has
a
pilgrim hat. Thou art thee. Do you hear his new line he has? Lenny goes like this when we did a show last week. He goes, I got married recently. Every once in a while, you got to do something to prove that you're not gay. And the room went crazy. That was so funny.
That's great. Any rate. But here's another story. This you talk about getting old. I read this story. Again, this story is an example of what segment two is about, okay, on this show. This is a story that maybe, you know, may have not reached national headlines, I guess, but you got to hear this. In your hometown, Boston, twin Rhode Island sisters, 97 years old, die in falls on frigid weekend. Twin sisters, age 97, both die from falling down.
Separate places? Or?
No. In Boston, a pair of 97-year-old twin sisters died over the weekend after one fell while exiting her car, and the other appeared to trip while rushing into the Rhode Island home to call for help.
Jeez. Wow. And they had just got finished watching.
You're going to hurry up. You're going to call the police. I think I'm dying.
What's ironic is they were hurrying to watch the movie Falling Down. They had just rented it.
They were rushing to go
Michael Douglas was seen driving away laughing.
They were rushing to go to the store to buy medical alert. Barrington police said they responded to a Saturday morning call that an elderly woman was lying face down in her driveway and discovered Martha Williams. She appeared to have fallen while leaving her vehicle, police said in a statement. When police entered the garage, they found the body of Williams' twin sister, Jean Haley, who apparently tripped while she was trying to call for help. Not the most graceful of women. And she's 97 years old, and they're driving.
Does it say not the most graceful of women in the other? I'm like, they're 97. Give them a break. The author's like, what a couple of douchebags.
Police said extreme weather might have been a factor in the women's deaths. The fact that they were 97 didn't have anything to do with it. Temperatures in the region dropped into the 20s Fahrenheit that night.
Coincidentally, the same year they were born.
Yeah, the 20s. The temperature was the same year they were born. You know, I mean, think about that. Think about how fucking, like, these women have
that
suffered.
Really
so the 97 years old, they've been through World War One and Two, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And the
French and Indian War. They've been
Civil War.
They've been through them all.
Wasn't that back then? And you know what I'm saying? So they made it through the Depression. Right, they've made it through all kinds of things. They've stuck together, these two poor women. They're sisters, twins. Jeez. And now, you know, one lady slips on the fucking, you know, getting out of the car. Oh, I gotta get out of the car. And then she falls on her ass, and the other one panics and fucking dies. You know what I mean?
Holy shit.
Isn't that crazy?
So that's a real story.
Yeah, it's a real. It's not fake news. This ain't no fake news.
Hey, take it easy, tough guy. Well, how'd Perry die? He questioned something Dougie said on the radio show.
It's like Perry asked me. I'm writing a book. My company.
They couldn't have been too smart. They're 97. Yeah. They're still living in places where you could slip and fall like
yeah,
that.
Like, yeah, like smart people about 97
moved to Florida.
Century Village.
Yeah, they're in Century Village.
What was that about the book you were writing?
Yeah, I was writing. I'm telling Perry about a book I'm writing. Yeah, I'm like, you know, it's about, you know, my I'm like, he's asking me, well, so what, tell me about it. Okay, yeah, he's like, well, what's it about? I'm like, it's about being likable. What else? You have any other fucking questions, dickhead? That's funny. All right. We got a couple minutes left. I got two stories here. You want to hear about a flock of turkeys that circle a dead cat? Or do you want to hear about Rodney Dangerfield's less-than-flattering mural?
The cat.
What do you think?
That works out.
All right.
I thought he said flock of turkeys.
Flock of turkeys.
Flocka.
Flocka? He flock loves the flock. Fucking he.
Turkeys were smoking. What do you smoke flocka? I don't even know. Do you smoke flocka?
I heard. I heard.
No, yeah. I'm asking. Do you smoke flocka?
If anybody would know. Why did a flock of turkeys circle a dead cat in a creepy marching ritual? It's on Facebook. And the video is, you guys can see the video of these turkeys basically circling around a dead cat.
Wow.
And, you know, imagine, now, again, this is like one of those things, like you walk outside and you think, oh, my God, like me, I may be the millionth person who jerked off and shot his kidney stone out. You know, but to me, this is like the first, like you guys, you're telling me it's the first time you've ever heard of it.
Never heard of it.
And most people probably kept that quiet. Oh, yeah, I pissed it out. Didn't want to admit. A Twitter user has captured a bizarre scene of on camera in Boston again.
Are they listening to that song too? Jeez, this gets weirder by a second.
A Twitter user has captured a bizarre scene of on camera in Boston. A flock of turkeys slowly walking in a circle around a dead cat in the middle of the road. Like what? Like if you saw that, wouldn't you like go? Would you like go and save the cat, or you just watch it?
I would definitely watch it.
You'd pay tribute and watch it?
Well, listen, there's that many turkeys.
Wouldn't it be funny if they, like, broke out signs and, like, get rid of these dead cats. We're sick of all these fucking cats coming in from other neighborhoods. These turkeys are trying to give this cat a 10th life, the Boston resident wrote. The viral video has been shared more than 37,000 times on social media, suggesting these are creepy turkeys. So why were the birds circling the dead animal?
Climate change. Obviously.
You thinking about that, Perry? You trying to come up with something.
Conclusion? I'm not coming up with much.
Massachusetts' foremost turkey expert, the Boston magazine that the turkeys could have been following on another to investigate the corpse. They were following each other to investigate it, but accidentally ended up walking in a circle. Biologist Alan Krakauer, who studies behavioral ecology of birds at the University of California, Davis, and obviously has nothing better to do, told The Verge that turkeys could be carrying out a predatory inspection. The behavior enables animals lower down the food chain to approach predators, which can scare them off. Yeah, let's kind of walk around and see if it jumps at us.
Are turkeys carnivores? Is that what
turkey vultures. There's a turkey vulture. They're not vultures,
No, but these
though,
are turkeys. These are wild turkeys. Yeah, they say they normally eat, you know, seeds and shit, you know, but... Yeah, now they're,
maybe they like to eat pussy, too.
Who would have thought that a turkey likes to eat pussy?
Goddamn Trump turkeys.
Yeah. Massachusetts' foremost turkey expert, turkeys enable animals lower down, blah, blah. Sometimes animals lower down the food chain approach the predators risk, but can actually help the prey, making the predator aware that it's there, can sometimes scare the predator away. No, they actually sometimes try to wake it up, like, hey, you know, you're dead. You may want to move on because other people that like to eat pussy are going to come around and eat some pussy. Just saying.
It's after five. Pussy eating time.
It's pussy eating time. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's pussy eating time. I'm here with Ciro Dobrik.
Hello, hello, pussy eaters.
And Perry Sack.
Hello, hello.
And we'll come back with our third segment, which we call Straight from the Headlines, right after this.
Hey, this is Jose Sardui, and you are listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Or as my dad would say, this is Jose Sardui, and you listening to the Wake Up with Dougie Late Show. He wake up late? Is he lazy? I don't understand. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. That's what comics do. A lot of good materials come from this episode. My infamous suicide bomber joke came from a true story. The foreskin facial joke came from a true story.
Nice. Those are two good bits.
Yeah. All from straight from the headlines. So people say, why do you do it? I'm like, well, I could do it because I want to fucking do it. Here's our first story. Woman hopes to marry and dress maid of Taco Bell wrappers. Everybody's got to have a goal in life.
Classy.
Mm. Right? What's your boyfriend going to do? Have a tuxedo made out of fucking Billy's Big Boys?
Bring his Big Mac.
Irvine, California. The wedding of one woman's dreams will take place in a Taco Bell while she's wearing a dress made of burrito wrappers. The winner of Taco Bell's Love and Tacos contest gets an all-expense-paid trip to Las Vegas to get married in a chapel at the chain's flagship restaurant. Imagine that's a good-looking place.
Well decorated.
Yeah.
Come to our beautiful wedding at Taco Bell.
We have Trump piñatas. The wedding venue opens to the public later this year. Diane Nguyen entered the contest with an Instagram picture of herself wearing a burrito wrapper dress while holding a tray with her fiancé in front of a Taco Bell counter just before they took a big shit. She writes that Taco Bell has been there for the couple throughout the years, and the couple's love is as cheesy as a quesadilla, which is one of my favorite Mexican dishes.
Huh.
What's your favorite Mexican dish?
Quesabilla.
That should be a t-shirt for your merchandise.
There
you
go.
Yeah. I eat Mexican food. I eat cases of beer.
A case of beer.
I like the fajita.
The fajitas. It's a lot of work, though. Yeah. You know, you got to work at the fajita.
Wow.
You know what I mean? You got to wrap it. It's almost as bad as going to the melting pot. Who the fuck? You remember that piece
never
of shit?
Never been to a melting pot,
It was like the place to go, like in the 80s. Like, and you had a date. Oh, we're going to go to the melting pot. And they give you this thing in front of you that you get pimples from fucking burning in front of your face. And then you got to put shrimp or beef in there and it cooks. And then, you know.
So you become an employee.
Yeah. Hey, do I got to fill out a W-2 with this fucking thing? So congratulations to the girl who won the wedding at Taco Bell. Now, second story. City employee busted for makeshift bedroom at work. Kind of like the George Costanza sleeping under this. Yeah. That's you ever good. Do that at work? Like, you know.
No, but that, I mean, I've never had a job where I've had that much freedom to.
To sleep.
I think the only time I was ever fired in my life from a job was for drinking beer on the job.
Go figure.
Working at Child World up in Saugus, Massachusetts when I was about 18.
Child World, what is that?
It's actually a store. It sounds worse than it.
Oh, really?
It's a store. It's a kid's department store where you buy all toys and shit. And I worked there.
Everybody drinks at Child World.
Yeah, so our job was to, we were horrible. Our job was to pack away all the stuff that people put on layaway for the kids, and we were idiots, and it was my idea. I hate to say it, and what we would do is open up the big boxes full of all the gifts that were put away for layaway, open them up, stomp on them all, and then reseal them perfectly. And when the people got them home to their house, all the toys were crushed. It's a horrible thing, but I did that.
It's like a bad canister of Pringles.
That's what we did.
Cranston, Rhode Island. An employee of Rhode Island City wasn't sleeping on the job. It appears he was sleeping at his job. News reports say that a Cranston Highway Department worker who has just sold his house set up a makeshift bedroom on the second floor of the department's building. A photo making its way around social media shows a room with a bed, a nightstand, coffee maker, even slippers, and what appears to be pajamas. City Administrative Director Robert Koop confirms that an employee has been disciplined. He says the bedroom was in use for a short period of time, and the setup has ended. Boy, what a cock blocker. listen, sometimes people do that. Yeah, you know, what are you going to do?
About not throwing a housewarming party.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, hey, where do you have a housewarming party at work? I remember we were talking about karate schools and stuff. I remember one of my old instructors, like he got divorced because he was cheating on one of the students' wives, and he started sleeping at the school. You know, like he'd go back in behind the beads and shit. There'd be a bed on the floor and shit. And mm-hmm. Like, boy, instructor Deezer, is everything all right? Everything going okay at home?
Well, you remember when I met Dougie? First time I ever met Dougie, I came to his house on a Sunday, and he's in the swimming pool with two naked chicks, both like 20 years old, naked, gorgeous. I go, how do you girls know Dougie? And the one of them goes, Dougie was my judo instructor. And I go, what about you? She goes, Dougie was my karate instructor. And I said, Dougie, do me a favor. Don't teach my kids anything. Hey, think know. I know where that's going to turn out. Yeah. Dougie's a great sensei.
That's right. I get extracurricular activity all the time. By the way, you guys know the cartoon Garfield, the cat?
Yes, yeah.
What did you guys think? He was a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Right? I mean, I don't know what the debate is, but some people say there's a debate about his gender. I mean, the voice on the cartoon was a boy.
It was a boy.
Maybe because of the different bathrooms he was going to.
Like he wouldn't, like, yeah, what litter box was he peeing
yeah,
in?
Yeah, what litter box was he peeing in?
Imagine if cats were like, look, I'm not peeing in the same litter box unless you guys respect who I am. It says here that Garfield's gender has become the subject of an internet debate. The Washington Post reports Wikipedia locked changes on the animated cat's page after the site's volunteer editors battled over whether the animal cat is male or not.
People are just being lazy.
The controversy bubbled up 2 years after Garfield creator Jim Davis told viral content site Mental Floss that as a cat, Garfield is not really male or female. I don't know if this guy's ever spent time with a cat before. Davis sought to clear up the controversy this week, telling the Post that Garfield is male and that has a girlfriend named Arlene.
Hmm. Now, he does know the cat's just a cartoon, right? I mean, can we meet Arlene? Is she hot?
Yeah, exactly. Who met who first? They're not perceived as being any particular gender, race, age, or ethnicity, and says the humor could be enjoyed by a broader demographic. Yeah, I think Garfield is a guy's
broader,
name.
Broader. Yeah. So maybe it is a female.
Yeah, they're trying to keep it. They're trying to keep you guessing.
Well, I'll never be able to sleep tonight.
Yep. Surgeons remove 915 coins swallowed by a Thai sea turtle.
Ty know how to party.
He's tying one on.
Fucking 915 coins that, of sea turtle.
Is it sad that a sea turtle is richer than me?
Did you guys see that? <That's good. laughs> Sea turtle is making some coin.
Jesus.
Bangkok, tossing coins in a fountain for luck is popular superstition, but it's a similar belief brought misery to sea turtle in Thailand, from whom doctors have removed 915 coins. Veterinarians in Bangkok operated on Monday on the 25-year-old female green sea turtle, nicknamed Bank, whose indigestible diet...
She was a bank. Yeah. She had to have cash.
Yeah, no shit. Imagine if you like pull a flipper and fucking money came shooting out of her. Results of many tourists seeking good fortune, tossing coins into her pool over many years. In the eastern town of Sriracha, almost like the sauce.
I was going to say, it's not the sauce.
Many Thais believe that throwing coins on turtles will bring longevity. Who gives a fuck about the turtle?
Does it say that in there also?
No. I embellished.
Well, they live to be...
I embellished.
Sea turtles are 900 or something like that, right?
They live a long time, right?
900 years?
I think so.
Imagine this poor thing couldn't go up for air. He's like, what the fuck?
I do get high, but I did hear that on...
Jeez, yeah, remember some little bit of educational purpose.
There's Lifestyles Are Rich and Famous.
Yeah.
Robin Leach was screaming.
Five surgeons from Chulalongkorn University Veterinary Facility patiently removed the coins over 4 hours while Bank was under general anesthesia. Stash was too big to take out through the 10-centimeter or 4-inch incision they made, so it had to be removed a few coins at a time. Many of them had corroded or partially dissolved.
Some of them look like red mulch.
Yeah. Thai doctors asked the sea turtle to jerk off to remove a few more of the coins.
They needed some mulch for the garden.
How great would that be? You're masturbating, all of a sudden a gold coin flops out. Right? The goose that lays the golden egg?
Such a different Midas story.
Isn't that a different thing?
Exactly.
Yeah, what a touch I got.
Everything
My
I do
jizz
touch
is gold.
Turns to gold.
I don't know if I can get anybody pregnant, but fuck, who needs kids and all this cash? I got expensive jizz, man.
So if a turtle lived to be 900, let's just say that's accurate. So in the year 1100 or so, this turtle was around then, and he's still here now.
I think.
Think about that. Is that bizarre? Right. I mean, it could be. It sounds like it
might
be.
Well,
some
of those coins might be worth something, no? I mean, some of those are fucking old.
Oh, yeah,
coins.
Those coins Spanish are from, like, doubloons. The 12th century.
That's fucking one here from Marco Polo.
This coin is one billionth of a penny.
It's Magellan's coins.
That's right. Well, that's just nuts. Did you see that video that they put on Facebook that they caught a sea turtle that had a straw stuck in its nose?
Oh, yeah. And they're pulling it out.
Did you see the pain that the fucking poor turtle's like? They're pulling it. The turtle's going like, fuck!
Yeah.
You couldn't
see that. I don't make it through those. I shut them off.
I can't.
Did you guys see the one today with them squeezing the
pimple?
The thing?
Cyst or whatever?
The cyst, yeah. I can't watch it.
Do you ever smell can't the wait. Shit that comes out of a cyst?
Oh, yeah, that's my hobby. Anyone have a cyst? Let's pop it. I want to take a whiff.
I have like one on my back.
I had it operated on.
Yeah, the guy, whenever I go to the dermatologist, I can cut it and take it off. I'm like, I just don't touch, you know. But every once in a while, you just go like that and you'll.
Mine got infected and they had to cut it. Oh, it was gross. Mm.
Well, yeah, it smells. It has like one of those smells that smells so bad, but you got to smell it again.
Mm-hmm,
it's like, you know, I don't know.
Worst is when you're just trying to smell it and you're not trying to touch your nose, but you always do.
No.
And then all of a sudden you think you're going to have some sort of growth come out of your neck.
That was the grossest thing I've said in a while.
Well, at least I admitted, you know, jerking off my kidney stone.
Ew.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's just nuts, man. I hate when that people put these animal cruelty things on. That was on last. I was, by the way, I don't know if you have any The Walking Dead fans here. But, boy, I wish they'd get to something soon. Last night's episode was like, okay, you know, let's get to this. Let's get to this big fucking fight with Negan. I'm Negan. Love it. Here's another story. Firefighters in Wisconsin fight fire at their own firehouse.
Oh. Talk about a backdraft.
Yeah. Isn't that great? Like, firefighters like their own shit on fire. It's not enough they got to fucking worry about the neighborhood. You know, I don't think we should let Billy be a fireman. He smokes in bed. Oh, he's all right. He's a good dude. Maryville, Wisconsin, firefighters in Wisconsin community of Mayville had to respond to a fire at a familiar scene, their own firehouse. Firefighters were dispatched around 10 p.m. Saturday after a passerby reported seeing flames at the station. How bad is that when citizens are calling in that there's a fire at the fire department?
Jeez.
This is the fire department. Yeah, you know, I'm witnessing a fire. Okay, hold on a second. I got to turn the air down. It's a little hot in here. Hold on a second. Where is the fire, sir?
I've never called the fire department myself either.
No?
When I start fires.
Yeah.
Why would we?
Yeah, it's fire. The fire guys are sitting there, you know, smoking a big bong. Hey, man, don't put it so close to the fucking to the drapes. The volunteer fire department said in a statement Sunday that crews arrived to find a vehicle on fire inside the station and put it out. The fire was confined to the vehicle, but the station had to be ventilated due to the heavy smoke. Investigators are still trying to figure out what sparked the fire. The department says the fire won't affect its operations. We're a fucking fire department. You know what I mean? You know, it's like, oh, we got to close the hospital because there's too many sick people in here.
Someone's robbing the police station.
The road's gone fucking crazy, I tell you. I mean, think about it. And then the guy calls the fire department. We're on a report of fire. Okay, sir, where's the fire?
Here.
What's your address?
My legs are on fire.
No, sir, I want to find out where the fire is. What's your address? Sir, I don't think you understand. We want to know where the address of the fire is. That's your fucking fire department. Stick there, Slicky. You know, I don't know if you could feel bad. You know, like, let's face it, besides Perry, I think the two most highly sexed up, like, guys, like if you're a guy and you want to get laid, there's right. Really two professions I think you could be.
Whatever Perry does and...
Yeah, Perry, be Perry. And
be Perry.
And the other one is, or you can also be like a pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Like right? A Vinny Caldera.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're a pilot, and, you know, you're getting trim as a pilot. Right?
Oh, yeah, they get plenty.
And a fireman. You know, the firemen are always fucking the married women because they got 2 days off.
Now you know how all these fires start.
Yeah, because they're out fucking somebody's wife.
They were practicing.
Yeah. That's a good way to do it. Like, hey, listen, I'm banging this guy's wife. Can we light the house on fire? Do I have an excuse to go there?
Light her house on fire.
The patio was on fire, but for some reason, I took the lady's clothes off and gave her mouth-to-mouth for 25
and the
minutes.
The husband didn't do a thing about it.
Yeah, stand back. Hold back. I'm trying to save your wife's life. Just nuts.
Voyeurism.
And, of course, rock star. But, you know, it's, you know how hard it is to be a rock star? Right? I mean, I think you could try to be a pilot. Maybe the pilot.
Perry, how hard is it to be a rock star?
I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
It ain't going good.
You got to hear, talking to rock, you got to hear Perry in karaoke when he sings, what's that song you sing?
I sing 18, Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper, 18, but you also sing that one.
Black, Pearl Jam, what else do I sing?
I don't know. It's like, it's just exciting. You ever do karaoke there, Sarah? Ciro?
I've done it a couple times. The last time was probably my final time. I chose a song that makes you retire.
Yeah?
It was Offspring. You'd think, oh, we all know Offspring's lyrics.
I love
lyrics.
The Offspring. Right. What song
I know
do
all
you know?
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good tune.
Do you know how, like, there's one page when you're singing?
Right.
Right? You read the page, right?
Right.
There's two fucking pages to every single one. Like, halfway through the song, I looked at DJ, I go, I am so not fly for a white guy. This is...
Ciro has like, his finger on the screen trying to fucking read.
DJ's like, go.
He's doing the Evelyn Wood speed reading course. Remember that? People just go like this in the fucking... They would just put their hands across it. I actually took that course.
Did you really?
Yeah, and it actually works when you put your hand over it because you basically train your mind to pick up on the main words, the action verbs,
right.
the proper nouns and stuff. You skip the is's, ars, and all that shit.
And you still get the gist of what
you still, you know. And, you know, it's like somebody put on like the social media and Facebook, like everything's misspelled or upside down and stuff, but you can still read it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the idea of it. Like you train yourself to capture. And then in a paragraph, usually, is, you know, the main parts of it and, you know,
Right.
You learn how to read pretty quick. You don't retain shit. But, you know,
for the moment, I mean, you got it.
Exactly. All right. And here's our douchebag award for our final story of the day. Man arrested after attack on homeless person decoy. You know, after a while, if you live in a certain area, sometimes the police will put a police car in the middle of a road somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I used a bait car. I used to love that.
And everybody slows down and shit. And then people, like, from a distance, you wouldn't see anybody, so then you would keep them. And then they started putting fucking mannequins in them.
Mm-hmm.
So from a distance, you think, like, you see a silhouette of somebody sitting in it. And then all of a sudden, now you see the same stupid thing there. You're like, you start giving it the finger, like, fuck you, copper. You know, and you're thinking, oh, I hope this time it isn't a mannequin. You know,
right.
Like, imagine you screw up, and now it's not a mannequin, it's a cop, and you're sitting there, like, you know, doing cocaine on your dashboard as you drive by. Las Vegas, a man accused of attacking a mannequin that Las Vegas police positioned to resemble a homeless person following two slayings remained jailed on Friday. The judges set bail for $50,000 for Shane Schindler.
Ooh.
Put him on the list.
Right.
Who is charged with one count of carrying a concealed weapon and a second charge of beating the shit out of a mannequin. The Las Vegas Review reported Schindler was arrested last week. Following the February 22nd incident, Schindler's arrest report says police set up a mannequin resembling a sleeping man after detectives had no leads on the slayings of two homeless men earlier this year in downtown Las Vegas. Authorities hadn't ruled out the possibility of thrill kills and placed the blanket-covered mannequin on the same spot where one of the two men were killed. Report says Schindler, 30, approached the decoy, looked around for the traffic, and struck it with a 4-pound engineer's hammer.
Jeez. Business. I mean, he's trying to kill it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had the bag.
Now that mannequin charge doesn't sound so funny.
Yeah.
That's true. Get him in jail.
Surveillance video captured the incident. According to the report, Schindler told police he knew it was a mannequin before hitting it. But then the police asked, well, why were you talking to it then, dumbass? The decoy mannequin was staged in a manner which would have made it impossible for Schindler to have determined the mannequin was not human being before he struck it. According to the arrest report, Schindler swung the hammer using both arms to generate maximum force. Double-handed.
Hmm.
Deputy Police Defender Ashley Suslick described Schindler's bail as excessive. She said her client has proclaimed his innocence, and I look forward to fighting these allegations. I always love it when the attorneys or somebody on the other side says, oh, they're a good boy. He's a good boy. He's just misunderstood.
He's a good boy, but you don't want to bring him to Macy's.
He's a good boy. He's just beating up a homeless guy.
Well,
just
bring him to Macy's. He had about 400 mannequins in there. Let him go to town.
Yeah. You know what? We're going to let him in the warehouse where all the old mannequins are left.
He just never hit that bell on that one fair game with the hammer.
Yeah. He's a disgruntled guy at the carnival. So. He can't ever ring the bell with the fucking mallet. And he really hates Gallagher.
What a clown.
You know, he's like, Gallagher. I fucking hate Gallagher. I could have been Gallagher. Look, I got jokes. I'm going to put a bunch of fucking homeless people up on stage.
And smash their skulls.
That's just nuts. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I want to thank Ciro Doberg for being our co-host today, of course.
Thank you, Dougie. Yeah. Thank you, Perry. Great time.
And, of course, Perry Sack is our special guest in the studio.
Great time as well, man.
Thanks for being here.
A lot of fun.
Here. And by the way, Wednesday night, Wise Guys Comedy Show at Tavolino della Nota. I'm your host along with Justin Elliott is your feature. And headliner, Jersey, the Haitian Sensation. Don't forget, on Friday night, I'm going to be at Nietzsche Restaurant and Ultra Lounge in Vegas performing at 9 o'clock, 9:30. Friday and Saturday, I'm headlining Pechanga Casino in Temecula, California.
Wow.
And on Sunday, I'm going to be at L.A. Comedy Club in the Stratosphere in Vegas, 8 and 10 o'clock shows, just doing spots there. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at WakeUpDougie. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at DougieDangerous. Join our fan page on Facebook, also at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Ciro?
19th hole every Monday night. We do a PGA meeting. That's right, Pussy Grabbers Anonymous, every Monday at the hole. Please join us at Ciro Comic. Thanks.
And Perry?
This week, Thursday, I'm actually headlining Dom Nessie's new room. What's the name of it? Anyone know?
I don't know, but I saw it.
It's the first show.
Palm Beach.
Yeah, West Thursday, Palmetry. Then Friday at Brendan's, and Sunday I'm opening up for Lenny Clark at the Boca Black Bar.
We don't cool. mention that fucking place.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to because I'm going to open up for him. Yeah, Lenny Clark nice. Is like a
that's
famous
yeah, that's awesome
guy.
Yeah, that's a great show.
That's awesome.
That's my, probably I'm looking forward to this show as much as any.
Thursday night next week?
This week. Sunday, 8 o'clock. He was my hero growing up as a kid in Boston, watching him do stand-up. He's a freight train is all I can
think. Oh, yeah. No, dude. He's lost a lot of weight, too. He looks good.
He was over 300. He's probably a buck 80 now.
Yeah, looking good. Good for him. Anyway, thanks again for listening, guys. And we'll be back with us today. I'll be here tomorrow. Peter Leonard and Elgin David will be in the studios with us for a special show, of course, our normal Tuesday show. And aside from that, guys, thanks for listening. And we'll see
you. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, and on Facebook Live, thanks for joining us. And we'll see you all here tomorrow at the same spot. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They pierced the limits of imagination to the door, to the world. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes,